You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Dirty Pixels with Reading My Lips. We've got Ethan in the studio. We're going to be having a kōrero on the other side of this. You're on BFM Breakfast. If you want to text us, 5395 is the number. That is Dirty Pixels with Reading My Lips. Kia ora, Ethan. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I am good, thank you.
It's nice to have you up here. I think the last time we talked was midst of lockdown, probably via the phone, many moons ago. And now we're chatting about a sort of happy, sad thing, which is the end of Dirty Pixels.
Yeah.
You're celebrating what's been nearly 6 years, is it, of a band?
Yep, about 6 years.
That's a pretty good innings. That is a pretty good innings.
Yeah. Yeah, feels like more than that. It kind of was. There was music before we put together a band, so it's probably more like 7 or 8 years I came with the name and stuff. But yeah.
It's a pretty long time, and you've put out a new song, and you're having a celebration send-off gig this Friday. It's going to be pretty special. Tell us a wee bit about why the band is parting ways at the moment.
Yeah, so we've played together in, as you've said, for 5, 6, 7 years in many different incarnations, and I've kind of been the mainstay as the songwriter, and I've played with about 10 or so other people, and Dylan, the guitar player, is moving to Melbourne, and it was kind of going to be the one, it was going to be the person that replaced that. It would have just been me. He was there the whole time, so it felt like a kind of
time for a new thing.
Yeah, it felt like a good excuse, and I feel like you kind of got to force yourself to do something different. And
yeah, totally.
Yeah, kind of exciting.
Sometimes the right time is presented to you. Perhaps.
Yeah. Just felt like the right time. Yeah.
Yeah. When you look back on I guess those years, I mean, a lot's changed for the way that music happens. A lot has also probably changed, as you said, for you guys as a group. You've had a lot of revolving doors of people come in and out of this band. What is it about Dirty Pixels that sort of, I guess, what's the essence of Dirty Pixels to you, Ethan? What kind of sums this project up? Because I'm sure you'll go on to do more music, which we can talk about in a minute. But what is it about Dirty Pixels that makes it a band?
I think Dirty Pixels is quite a fun and dramatic kind of group of people, and even if it's a different group every time, that doesn't seem to change. And yep. that's probably actually why we're making a big deal out of this last gig, because we haven't ever passed up an opportunity to be dramatic. So, yeah, so I'd say that's kind of the main thing. And yeah, it has always felt the same no matter who plays in the band, which is nice.
Who is your current lineup as it stands for this gig on Friday?
So currently we have Dylan Feeney on guitar, and he's played in the band Smokestack Slim for the past few years. We've got Jeremy McDonnell on keyboards, and he is known as Jeremy. He's always released music through BFM and everywhere. Leith Towers, our old bass player, has come back to fill in because I've been playing bass for the past few years.
Nice.
So we've got him back for the one-off gig, and Kedia Patterson.
Oh, sick. What a great crew.
Yeah, it's a great band. They're a very awesome band.
That is going to be a very fun way to send off what's been a really fun project. I really like what you're saying about it being quite a dramatic project, because you've always made great music videos. You've always sort of leaned into the theatre of being in a band. What are some of your kind of, like, I guess, highlights or favourite things that you've done as a group?
The music video that you're probably referring to is probably the most fun.
Tell us a wee bit. Which song was this for? Who did you work with?
So that was a song called Juniper, and we were lucky enough to get New Zealand On Air music video funding. And we were also lucky enough to work with Callum Devlin and Annabelle Keane doing Sports Team. Actually, wasn't Sports Team until we were writing the description and they said, can you call it Sports Team? Yeah. I didn't even know it was... That was the thing. I think that kind of happened around the same time.
Nice.
But yeah, we got to do a very dramatic, very eccentric music video / horror movie / swimming beach cold. We played in the ocean at about 4, 5, 6 in the morning.
Nice.
In winter. Oh. And drowned ourselves.
Punishing.
And a drum kit. Yeah, it was very fun. You should look it up.
It is a great video with some beautiful, terrifying prosthetics and some great, horrifying acting from Annabelle in there as well. Very, very strong. What was it that originally, I guess, brought you guys together to make music? And I mean, you know, you guys, broadly speaking, there's been a lot of you in the group, but what was it that sort of made you be like, I'd like to do a band? This is kind of what I want it to sound like. Because it feels like music's been something that's kind of always been a big deal for you, Ethan.
Yeah, we were all friends and we were all playing in different bands. And as they kind of come and go and spike and, you know, one band's busy and then there's nothing happening, it kind of felt like the right time. I'd been playing in a band called Charlie Freak and that had stopped happening. And when you're not a songwriter in a band, you tend to write songs that don't go anywhere. So you start to kind of pile up songs. And then, yeah, it just felt like the right time. About, 5, 6 years ago, everyone was keen to join and... Yeah.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Space and Time is your new track. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased you've managed to put out another song before you say goodbye. What's Space and Time about? Where were you writing this one?
Space and Time is it's just one of the songs we've been playing at practice, and I thought it was kind of a fittingly existential name and song concept to kind of have as a final... Swan song.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a kind of fitting, weird, sad but not sad kind of opportunity to release it.
Because I think that is the other thing, is it is sad but it's also not sad, because I'm assuming at some point we'll see you getting back up on some music project. You got any plans for that, or any sort of ideas about where you might want to sort of send yourself sonically?
Yeah, I definitely am going to carry on making music. I've kind of been putting all of my thoughts towards releasing the song and releasing the gig, and I kind of almost in a sentimental way I have been kind of tunnel vision on it. And I feel like once we play the last song on Friday, I'll probably and then I'll come up with something. No plans at this point, but we definitely will, and everybody else has got a lot of cool things going, so I want to definitely give a shout out to all the members of Dirty Pixels. They're all writing songs and carrying on and constantly doing things.
Oh, I'm excited to hear what comes out of the next era. I've been corrected on the text machine. It wasn't Annabelle who was the monster. It was Alice May Connolly. Apologies to
it
Alice.
Was, yes.
Excellent monster. Very good vibe. You can't tell under the prosthetics who it is. Strong
it's
acting.
It's not what she looks like.
Exactly. This gig is going to be heaps of fun because you have rung in a bunch of mates from around the town. Who's going to be supporting you?
A brand new band that I actually don't know heaps about. It was Callum Devlin actually suggested it to me when I was like, oh, I need to find a...
I need a band.
So we actually had Ringlets, awesome brand new band, Leith's band. They were opening and then had to pull out recently. So also a correction, Under the Radar, because we'd started selling tickets with the title featuring Ringlets on it, we weren't actually able to change that. So
it's featuring
up.
Wellness.
Wellness, yes.
Excellent group.
Yeah, all the posters and things have been changed, but yeah, the name still says Ringlets.
That's all good. I feel like Wellness is kind of nice to have a new band. They have yet to release something. I've seen them play a lot of times, though, and they're bloody good.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, I always like to book brand new bands that don't... I don't know that they don't have gigs, but I assume they want to play gigs.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Because I remember wanting to play gigs and just emailing random bands saying, can we play a gig? And everyone's like, we don't have a gig ourselves. But yeah.
Such is the way of the community. Mm. No, it's exciting to have, I guess, you guys heading out the door, brand new band coming in the door, and I'm sure there'll be some awesome new music on the horizon at some point, Ethan. Thanks for all the music over the years, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, and thanks, BFM, for being generous with their airplay over the years.
Oh, well, we love it.
Always appreciated.
We're happy to play this final single from Dirty Pixels now. This is Space and Time. If you do want to head to the gig, Under the Radar is the place to go. It's going to be very special. We'll see you there, Ethan. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thank you, Rachel.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.